Hello, I'm Paul Michaelman, Director of Content from Harvard Business Digital, and I am delighted to be joined today by John Cotter. John is Professor Emeritus at Harvard Business School and one of the world's foremost experts on leadership and change. He's also the author of a new book entitled A Sense of Urgency. Thank you, John, for joining us today.
My pleasure.
John, you've written for years about how most change efforts fail. And what's missing in many cases is a real sense of urgency across an organization. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. The need for urgency, how managers can create urgency, and how they can maintain it in their organizations to bring about real transformational change. So let's start with a definition of the word. What is the John Cotter definition of urgency?
Urgency is a combination of thoughts, feelings, and actual behavior. The thoughts are there are great opportunities out there, great hazards. The feelings are a kind of a gut-level determination that we're going to do something now, we're going to do something to win. And the behavior is this hyper-alertness to what's going on. It's a sense of coming to work each and every day with a commitment to making something happen that's on the important issues. It's a sense that you give off to other people that we got to get going on this because it's so important. It's this commitment to, if I'm doing junk, to get it out of the way because I can't work 100 hours a week and die. That's not the whole point. You don't win that way. So it's this determination and movement that is smart and that wins.
Why do we need urgency?
The fundamental reason we need urgency is because the rate of change is going up. Everybody says that. Very few people believe it. If you look at the data, though, all the way from number of patents filed, M&A activity, all kinds of global activity, it's going up like that. It's not even linear. And the faster the world moves, the more you need to change. And what we've found again and again and again is right at the beginning of successful change is you get a sense of urgency going. And if you don't, everything slows down, everything is tougher, everything's more frustrating. Hence, rate of change is up. This is very important.
Where does it come from?
Well, I think it comes from a lot of places, but not the least of which is other people help create it and recreate it, or you help create it and recreate it. It certainly doesn't happen naturally in organizations. Organizations have a general tendency to want to stabilize and just kind of stay there. And urgency kind of goes like this. Even with good people, that has nothing to do with it. So you have to understand its importance. You have to be dedicated to wanting to create it because you see what it can do for you, for the organization, for society. And then you provide the leadership no matter where you are in the organization to make it happen.
Okay, so key point there. I would think that before we got into this, that urgency had to come from the top of the organization, that there couldn't be a real burning platform if senior leadership didn't ignite it. Is that the case today, or can urgency come from anywhere?
More often than not, it comes from up and goes down. But that's just, you know, more often than not. It can come from anywhere. We got great stories of how somebody down, buried in an organization, sees there's a real problem here. People are too complacent. They're running around in a way that I call false urgency. And they're smart enough or determined enough to start working that message up. Or they start using some of the techniques we found that eventually start permeating the organization. And eventually it starts hitting senior management. So the answer is, of course, it always helps on anything to have it come from above. But people, and we've got lots of stories, anywhere in an organization can help create the needed urgency.
Can you tell me a story about a ground-up sense of urgency coming in an organization?
Well, yeah. There's one. It's a young woman right out of college, maybe 26, 27 years old. For whatever reason, she looks around her. She knows things are not going fast enough. They're not going smart enough. She gets frustrated. She looks around. She sees over here complacency. Over here, this frantic stuff that isn't urgency. She talks to a few of her friends. What can she do? You know, she's not in charge. But for whatever reason, she's smart enough to say, instead of just sitting and saying, you know, this is, I got dumb bosses, this is life. She says, who above us might be able to tune into this? You know, or might be open, that may even see it already. And they pick out somebody in senior management that they decide is open to stuff, willing to talk to lower-level people. She gets an appointment with him just like that. She spells out her case. She's right. He does listen. And then he goes out, doesn't take her word for it, and as one, he goes out and starts talking to people he doesn't normally talk to. He goes to places he doesn't normally go to. He starts reading things he doesn't, and he comes out of that saying, whoa. He then sits down over dinner with the CEO, who he's known for years, and they talk for about 5 hours. The CEO comes out of that, starts canceling his agenda. He starts attending new things, dipping lower in the organization, reading stuff. He again comes out going, whoa. And then he starts sending into motion, you know, just like this. He changes the annual management meeting. The kind of pronouncements that come out of his office have a different tone. He rips up the company newspaper. He gets rid of one of his senior managers that are getting in the way. And so, you know, it has this interesting characteristic. It kind of goes up and then it comes down. But the hero in this story was a 27-year-old person.
I think this 26-year-old is our new hero. How do we act like her? How do we step back and gauge the level of urgency in our organization?
Well, I think the more that you get the point, the more that you understand that the world is moving faster and faster, there's no way in the world, unless you've got this sense of urgency, that you can move and maneuver in a smart way to win. The more that you have some sensitivity to what complacency really is, because nobody will admit they're complacent. You know, so going up and asking them doesn't help at all. The more you have some sense of a lot of activity going on doesn't mean that people have a sense of urgency. Then you've got the eyes. You've got a lens to be able to see some things. I mean, it all starts with that. And then when you see some things, you go into action and use all kinds of techniques about kind of getting information from the outside in, talking up, behaving urgency with your little peers, you know, role modeling it yourself. There are lots of ways, but it starts with being able to see it clearly, which starts with an understanding of what we're talking about here.
Can you talk a little bit more about bringing the outside in? I'm not sure I understand that one.
Well, there's a disconnect almost everywhere between what's happening outside an organization and what people see and feel inside. All kinds of reasons that have to do just with the fundamental nature of large-scale organizations. And that disconnect creates complacency. Because all of the stuff that's out here that suggests opportunities or hazards, if there's a disconnect, the people inside don't see it or feel it. Complacency goes up, urgency goes down. And the more that you can create a better connect, that more of that stuff kind of plops inside, that people feel inside those opportunities, those hazards, this stuff, urgency goes up. So any technique you can use, all the way from obvious ones, getting data about the outside and bringing it in a dramatic way, sending people little scouts out to meetings that they wouldn't normally go to, bringing people in. I mean, the best consultants know that that's what they're doing. Decoration. It's amazing how many places you can go into and you kind of look around and there's a disconnect between the way their offices look and the war that's going on out there. You can go to the frontline employees very often. If you say empower them, they see what's going on all the time because of the nature of their jobs. And if you say, we need that information up here, and there are ways to kind of scoop it up to higher levels, all of that is pulling stuff in. And when it does, if it's accurate information, by definition, given the way the world is moving today, it kind of hits you with, whoa, you know, there's an opportunity here or there's a real danger there. Urgency goes up and boom.
So we've got a sense of how to determine a level of urgency and how to ignite that urgency. How do you maintain it over time?
Well, you have to work at it because it doesn't, especially if you do well. I mean, it's a funny way. Success is a killer on this stuff because success goes up, urgency goes down. I mean, people have a sense of, you know, we worked hard, we won, we're doing great, next. And it's a killer. I mean, we could talk about all kinds of cases in history that everybody would know about. The organizations were so successful that complacency just became the culture, and then slowly over time they decline. with all kinds of implications for careers and customers and everything else. But it's amazing how much just little successes can kind of kill off urgency and bring up complacency. You don't have to win, you know, for 15 years, and you don't have to be Google. I mean, Google is, and I hope the guys that are running that understand, is vulnerable daily to this. They're doing so, you know, after you read the 50th magazine story that says you're great, there's a tendency to say, everything I'm doing right now is right. There is no need, parentheses, for me to change. That's what complacency is.
John Cotter, thank you very much.
And to learn more about John Cotter's ideas, you can visit cotter.harvardbusiness.org.